But all I have to say is the reason I'm doing this, well, actually, the real reason is that I really don't know. I'll tell you one thing, Dave, anybody else is listening. You're going to get messed up, boy, on that stuff. You might hear it sooner or later, Mom, but, I'm sorry, Mom. Dad. And Bill. I'm sorry that your little boy has turned into a LSD addict. It's bad news. It really is. I didn't think it was when I was first taking it. But it's been getting pretty stoned lately, and you just don't know what's real and what isn't real. You really don't. All I can say is I had to find out myself. Kind of poor excuse, you know, but I really shouldn't have taken any dope at all, any acid, or I shouldn't have really started off with any grass either. Some things arise in everyday living that you just don't know if it's real or really what's happening. You're lost. I'll tell you one thing, after you take so much of that stuff, you just really don't know where you're at sometimes. You don't know where you're at. You don't know if your reasoning is correct. Because I'm no doctor. I really don't know if I'm nuts or what. I mean, I don't think I am, but what I've heard is that a person who thinks he's insane or even screwed up or something would never admit it to himself. I don't know myself. I wished I did. I could go get some medical help, but, I mean, mental help, excuse me. But I don't really think that would change things. Not really. Just don't know if you do the right things or the wrong things. It's hard to distinguish between right and wrong. It's hard to distinguish between real and unreal. And if you're actually going nuts or it's just a drug or what? I've pondered many nights on this thought. I really don't know. I really don't know what to say, actually. Don't have much to say other than I don't know. I just feel like moving on. I had enough problems of my own without even taking LSD to keep my mind bent. Actually, what acid does is it intensifies everything to a great extent. That's probably what it did to me. I really don't know. I really don't. You think I'm kidding you, but I really don't. Sometimes I'm not sure even what I'm saying. But, what'd I say? Yeah. It might have intensified my feelings about myself. I screwed up enough without taking acid. Probably just buried me more deeper in my hole than I was before I started tripping out. I wish I could have came out all the way. I did poke my head out once in a while, but I don't know, maybe I'm just, my mind's not ready take what my body has to offer. I don't think I've lived with my physical condition for a while, but I really can't cope with it. I've lived with it, but I can't cope with it. I don't know if this is right or wrong, or if people ever do cope with it. I don't know. There's so many things that I don't know, I'm not sure of. A lot of things that I can't face. It's kind of a cowardly idea, isn't it? Yeah, well, that's what I've heard before. It's a cowardly idea. But my feelings are that what I want to do at the time, I do. This is what I feel like at the time. Listening to this, day when you get home. I don't know if I'm going to leave it here or not. But don't try to do anything about it. Because by the time you hear this, I will already be wrote off. So just take it in stride and pull through with what I've had to say.